Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here. And reminding you, we're just a day or so away here from the May 16th Josh Turner concert from the world-famous Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City, Montana. And then this weekend, man, it is full of events. The 17th, 18th, 19th, they've got the trade show going on. And, of course, the Bucking Horse Sale itself. Rodeo activities, street dance in downtown Miles City, Montana. The world-famous Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City, Montana, and you're invited.
Knowledge is infinite, you know. Knowledge is a tale that never ceases. Did you know that Tri-State Livestock News has an issue? Every issue, as a matter of fact, is a landmark. Every edition, a revelation. Agriculture may be their focus, but knowledge is the heart that sustains the Tri-State Livestock News legacy. A steadfast convention from their first publication to their latest issue. Continuous knowledge. You've got it. Tri-State Livestock News.
You're invited to visit Cherry County, Nebraska. Yep, that's where we're at, right here in the middle of Valentine, Nebraska. Check out 50 things to do at the visitvalentine.com website. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to tube down the scenic Niobrara River, catch some walleye at Merritt Reservoir, and make sure you're here for the river races June 1st. That is going to be lots of fun, prizes, and a lot of entertainment there as well. It's all at visitvalentine.com.
Mike, I haven't seen this around for a long time. It's called carrot, egg, or coffee bean. It's not new, but we have very new, brand new things.
Okay.
Things recirculate. How's this sound? A young woman went to her mother and told her about her life and how things were so hard for her. She did not know how she was going to make it and wanted to give up. She was tired of fighting and struggling. It seemed as one problem was solved, a new one arose. Her mother took her into the kitchen. She filled three pots with water and placed each on a high fire. Soon the pots came to a boil. In the first, she placed carrots. In the second, she placed eggs. And the last, she placed ground coffee beans. She let them sit and boil without saying a word. In about 20 minutes, she turned off the burners. She fished the carrots out and placed them on a bowl. She pulled the eggs out and placed them in a bowl. Then she ladled the coffee out and placed it in a bowl. Turning to her daughter, she asked, "Tell me, what do you see?" "Carrots, eggs, and coffee," she replied. She brought her closer and asked her to feel the carrots. She did and noted that they were soft. She then asked her to take an egg and break it. After pulling off the shell, she observed the hard-boiled egg. Finally, she asked her to sip the coffee. The daughter smiled as she tasted its rich aroma. The daughter then asked, "What does it mean, Mother?" Her mother explained that each of these objects had faced the same adversity, boiling water, but each reacted differently. The carrot went in strong, hard, unrelenting. However, after being subjected to the boiling water, it softened and became weak. The egg had been fragile. Its thin outer shell had protected its liquid interior. But after sitting through the boiling water, its inside became hard. The ground coffee beans were unique, however. After they were in the boiling water, they had changed the water. "Which are you?" she asked her daughter. "When adversity knocks on your door, how do you respond? Are you a carrot, an egg, or a coffee bean?" Think of it this way. Which am I? Am I the carrot that seems strong, but with pain and adversity, do I wilt and become soft and lose my strength? Am I the egg that starts with a malleable heart, but changes with the heat? Did I have a fluid spirit, but after death, a breakup, a financial hardship, or some other trial, have I become hardened and stiff? Does my shell look the same, but on the inside am I bitter and tough, with a stiff spirit and a hardened heart? Or am I like the coffee bean? The bean actually changes the hot water, the very circumstance that brings the pain. When the water gets hot, it releases the fragrance and the flavor. If you are like the bean, when things are at their worst, you get better and change the situation around you. When the hours are the darkest and trials are their greatest, do you elevate to another level? How do you handle adversity? Are you a carrot, an egg, or a coffee bean? Stephanie Mack sent that via Kate Jorgensen.
Wrapping up today's program with a couple of those things that you don't hear anymore sent in by Tony Bullitt. Don't you go outside with your good school clothes on. Go comb your hair. It looks like the rats have nested in it all night.
Oh my goodness. Yep, that's an old one.
Folks, we appreciate you tuning in for a little bit of your day, spending it here with us on The Good Stuff.